Royce City, Texas. To most, this place is simply a convenient stop for fuel or refreshments when traveling Interstate 30. In the fall of 2005, it was the typical shadow of small-town America.
Did you kill your parents?
Nope.
Two of its residents, Dennis and Norma Woodruff, were going about their normal lives, getting ready for bed and work the next morning. Little did they know, this would be the night their lives would end.
In a jailhouse interview, Brandon Woodruff denied stabbing and shooting his parents in the neck and face.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the American Justice Podcast. My name is Scott Pogensey, and I'll be your guide as we navigate through the ins and outs.
I'm in here for something I didn't do. I've got to stick up for myself now. If you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't. I mean, I've never been used to this at all.
Twists and turns.
Having to be in cuffs, sitting here talking to you. This is crazy.
And a series of odd events that would eventually lead Brandon Woodruff to the sentence of life in prison without parole.
The murders took place in this Royce City mobile home in mid-October. Investigators say there were no signs of a struggle, and it appeared the victims knew their attacker.
If I believed that there was even a 1% chance that Brandon was guilty, I wouldn't be here.
We always had a good relationship. If I had a problem, they were there to answer it. I mean, I had everything.
As you'll see throughout this podcast, the facts to bring about Brandon's exoneration exist in black and white already.
How did they know what they may or may not have been contaminating, destroying, messing up to film a crime scene in the dark with no lights on? I mean, that to me was just stupid.
All I did was look over and study the evidence from a non-biased point of view. It's unfortunate, but it's the very same evidence that was penned by those same badges society insists that we trust.
The Hunt County DA says the evidence will speak for itself.
He's certainly entitled to his opinion, but we'll decide, the jury's going to decide that when we have a trial.
Now, be rest assured, I'm not the only one that believes in Brandon's innocence. There does exist a large group of people who believe in Brandon. However, those who seek comfort with the trust and abilities of their local law enforcement officials are satisfied with the decision of guilt.
My name is Brandon Woodruff. I'm 31 years old. I was arrested for capital murder in the deaths of my parents, Norma and Dennis Woodruff, and I did not commit this crime.